Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Business Exam Room podcast brought to you by the company Doctors, and I am Randy McKinley, the president and CEO. We are a team of experts with 115 years of hands-on business experience and hopefully counting, and part of that team includes two PhDs, an IT specialist, a media PR professional, a former bank president, and myself, a turnaround guru with 25 years of hands-on expertise with Fortune 100 companies all the way down to many mom and pops. And if that wasn't enough, we even developed four proprietary diagnostic business assessments that show us where to dig for gold in a business. To date, we've delivered 53 successful business turnarounds and deliver forever ROI algorithms to our clients. So, in this podcast, we're going to take what's most relevant or painful issues facing a business. We're going to dissect it. We're going to take what's complicated. We're going to make it simple. We're going to share with you our secret tools and techniques from our toolkit and show you how we approach solving it. Because 81% of all business closures were not due to a competitor, and 50% of all businesses fail in 5 years. Because what you don't know or know and don't fix will likely kill your business. So let's get you in the know and make sure you have the secret tools and techniques in your toolkit to make your business a little bit healthier. So now, before we tackle today's topic, here's a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by AutoEntry, the perfect AI accounting solution for cutting your processing costs by as much as 75% for SMEs, bookkeepers, and accounting firms. Learn more about AutoEntry and get your free trial started today by visiting thecompanydoctors.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Business Turnaround Exam Room. I think we are ready to turn on the LED lights so we can look down in the exam room and look at that exam room table as we take today's topic. We're going to rip it apart and put it back together. And that topic that we're dropping on that table today is marketing versus messaging. And we use the word versus on purpose. And the reason being is we have conversations with businesses every day, weekly, and they're asking us about their marketing. And so we turn around, we'll give them four questions. And let me give them to you really quick. The first one is, we'll ask somebody, how much are you spending on your marketing in your business? And the typical answer we get is, I think we're spending X. And because there's always some hesitation because they're not for sure what really is all included into marketing. And I think we're going to answer that question for you today because we'll give you our simple rule on doing it. And it's really five parts. The second question is, we'll ask them is, how much should you be spending on your marketing? And then their eyes usually open really wide and they go, I don't know. I'm not for sure how to answer that question. Well, I said, I've got a better one for you. Here's the third question. How effective is your marketing spend? And the answer we usually get is, I think it's okay. I'm sure it could be improved, but I'm not sure what you mean. And we'll clarify that because every one of these, you should be able to have a definitive answer. And then the last thing is do you ever feel like that you've spent money on marketing? It's like dropping it into a black hole and you're like, gosh, I don't know where it went. I don't know what I got for it. I would have got more if I just had a bonfire, threw the cash on it, and cooked some s'mores. At least I would have been warm and had something good to eat. So the nice thing is what we're going to tell you, we believe it's much more science than mystic. And so in today's deal, we're going to get into a little bit. We're going to talk to you about some of the stats and hopefully give you some guidelines on what you should be spending. Now, the question gets into, that's why it's two parts, marketing versus messaging. We don't necessarily want you to waste money. And just spending money on marketing doesn't mean that you're going to get where you want to go. So first things first, let's go talk a little bit about what makes sense from a marketing spending standpoint. If you go to the U.S. Business Administration, they'll talk about market spending, and they use a generic number. I think they say around $5 million company and less, they will spend on average about 7 to 8%. I said, okay, that's interesting. And if you look at some of the fine print, it says, that may not cover all your marketing expense. Well, that makes it hard for a business. So we like to cut it a little bit different. We cut businesses really into three categories. And I think it's a little bit easier to get your hands wrapped around. So we went out and we were looking at some of the data to back up how we cut it. And here's what we found, and which supports what we do. We looked at the CMO survey. And the first category that we like to refer to is really a startup or a newer business. And you're launching a newer product. And what we find is in that category, the marketing spend is about 25 to 35%. So it gives you about a 10-point range. So if I'm a new startup or I'm launching a new product, it's about 25 to 35%. Now here's the key. Here's the little trick that we put in behind that. And when you ask us is, okay, rate things from a scale of 1 to 10. And when I ask you to rate things from a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no competitors, 10 being, well, quite a few competitors. And so what we have you do is we'll have you rate that, and it's like, okay, well, then that helps you move and kind of get an idea for your business where your marketing spend should be. So that kind of gives you that first category. So if you have middle range competitors, you may want to spend about 30%. So at least it gives you a general guideline. If you run into the area where it's like, hey, I would love to spend that, but I don't have that kind of money, well, that gets into a different issue, because when you're looking at a business, you know, we look at things as numbers and there's percents based on different areas. Well, it says there could be an issue with operationally on the other side, or I'm spending money in areas I shouldn't be, or I'm overspending. And that's where I would go check one of our other podcasts where we had talked about like revenue per employee. I would use that test really quick just to make sure that I'm in line. So category one would be a newer product, new business. The second category, which is we would call you're established and your business is growing. On average, what we have seen is it's about 12 to 18%. Once again, I would do the exact same thing, that scale of 1 to 10, okay? Scale of 1 not having a lot of competitors, 10 being a lot. And then now I would flex that number somewhere in between to get myself into a position where I know I'm spending about the right, or at least it gives you a good guideline on what I need to spend attack the market and go against my competitors. The third category, which is a little bit tougher, is say you're stagnant, your business has gone flat, and or it's slightly declining. What you will see is if I'm normally spending, say 12%, my business has been going good, but I'm not growing, what you will see is you're going to take that number and then you may be moving that up 3 to 10%. And you're going to use the same scale again based on your competitors. Now, this is where we talk about what you spend. Now, the next thing that we want to talk about, so those are some general guidelines. The next thing we want to talk about to kind of give you some context is, well, what constitutes marketing? And what should we, what really goes into that? And so the example I gave to you a little bit ago, so you can pull up your right hand or your left hand, doesn't matter. And I want you to look at it, and guess what? You have five fingers. And this is an easy way to kind of go look at marketing. And thumb all the way to your pinky. So we're going to start with the thumb. And the thumb it would be website branding strategy. And then you move on through your index, which would be online marketing. Your third area, next finger, middle finger, advertising promotion. The next one would be public relations. Then your pinky would be events. So you have five categories. And what kind of falls under each one of those? You got, go under the thumb again, because it touches each finger. You've got kind of your branding strategy, how you execute that strategy. It could be some consulting. Microsites, you may have many websites. Rebranding, blog content generation, could be targeted pages. Search engine optimization, website design and development, that always chews up a chunk. That covers the thumb. Then you move to the next area, which would be online. So that would be, say, your social media, like a Twitter, a Facebook. Email marketing, so you're doing specific campaigns, could be a Constant Contact, a MailChimp. Paid searches, your videos, your virtual events. And then you move into your next area, which would be, say, advertising and promotion. That would be direct mailing. Outdoor ads, say you go onto a billboard. Could be radio, TV, could be banners, print ads, or even mobile ads, which are popular. And then the fourth category would be, say, public relations, PR placements. So that would be like your newspaper. You get a story, press releases, that sort of thing. Award submissions and promotions, those are very popular. And then the fifth would be events, which would be the most popular would be, say, a trade show. Those, everybody seems to do trade shows. Could be event sponsorships, event marketing. So when you look at marketing, there's really, so if you imagine your world when you're calculating, it's really five fingers, starting with the thumb going all the way to the pinky. The next thing, so, and I wish I had time in this podcast to get into greater detail on what makes the most sense, what you should do in each area or would make most sense for your business, but we're limited on time because this topic is really about marketing versus messaging. So we talked about the budgeting. So now we still haven't checked the next one where there is the what I would consider something very important, and that's the six questions. And there are six questions that we always want to ask. And let me go pull these up. I apologize. Here we are. Sorry about that. The first question, do you have a clear, up-to-date brand that properly identifies your company and consistently generates the same brand image? That's the first question. The second thing is when we talk about marketing is, does your brand have a consistent look and feel across all the media? So when you look at your stuff, probably the number one word that you hear is consistency. The third thing is, does your website, how does it compare to the competition? That's going to make more sense because a lot of people aren't doing this, is when we get into the second part of this podcast. The next question we're interested in, are there any barriers to your potential customer's path to becoming your customer? And the fifth question, which I think is probably the most important, which is why we call this marketing versus branding, do you have the tools and systems in place to measure your success of your marketing investment? And I said, I didn't say spend, I said investment. And number six, do you have a solidified strategy for your business development and marketing related to it? So the moral of the story is we dissect the marketing and everything on the front end. And before we get into the messaging, when it comes back to our original four questions, what are you spending on your marketing? And what should you be spending? So the point we get into is really the important question is right after that is how effective. And what we find is it's okay to spend money on marketing. We know we need to spend money on marketing, but the question is, are you sure that we're looking at the right thing? Because there's that marriage between marketing and messaging. And when you start getting the messaging correct, the versus turns to an and. So it's marketing and messaging, which means it's like an M&M and it tastes really good. So on the second side, after this quick break, we're going to talk about messaging and how it ties back to the marketing for your business. Sales up 13%. Productivity increases up 50%. Profits up 240%. Do you wish you could get results like that in your business, reduce your costs, and grow sales? The Company Doctors has 53 successful business turnarounds under its belt and 115 years of business expertise that makes it possible. Their business philosophy has been simple: deliver forever ROIs and no results, no need to pay. Two great programs every business needs. First, the zero out-of-pocket cost savings program, where they only get paid a percentage on actual cost savings. And two, the sales growth program, where they get paid a percent on new sales like a manufacturing rep. Learn more about these and other business solutions they offer by going to the companydoctors.com website, that's drs.com, and download the brochures or just send an email to clients at the Company Doctors. Thus, start today and let them help you make you the money and forever ROI you deserve. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second part of our marketing versus messaging podcast. Before we get into the messaging part, I think we got a great quote we need to share with you from Henry Ford. You'll get a kick out of this. A man who stops advertising to save money is like the man who stops a clock to save time. And I think the moral of the story of what he was getting at was, look, we need marketing, and we need to spend, and hopefully we gave you some good guidelines on the first half of this. And then secondly is we gave you the hand, which gave you the five areas what make up marketing. And then the other one is we gave you the six questions which really make up the foundation. Now, the next piece that we have to answer is, are we sure that we're doing the right messaging to get the biggest bang for the buck out of our marketing? So one of the things we're always concerned about, is, I think I had mentioned it earlier, was we don't just want to throw money out there into a black hole. We want to make sure that we're doing the best messaging we can. And what we find is in the marketing versus the messaging is we're finding that there always is a disconnect. So let's talk a little bit about messaging and why we say that. So one of the first things we do is we'll ask you a company, and we do this all the time, and so we'll do it with you. And you can, while you're driving, listening to this, you'd be at home, it doesn't matter. But you've got 1 minute. I want you to tell me why your product and service is so special. You've got 1 minute. Write it down if you can. If you're driving, pull over. Make sure you write before you write it down after you pull over. But write those things down. Now, if you tell me that it's, hey, I have a quality product. I deliver on time. I have outstanding customer service. I have a warranty. Those really don't mean anything because they are generic. When you get done doing that list, what we're trying to find out very quickly is how many bullets in the gun do you really have related to your product, your service, or your company, especially in the service business. And usually you'll get is 3 to 4, maybe 4 to 5. And the real number, if you want to get an A, is you need 9. And what that really means, you're like, oh my God, I got to have 9? Well, what that means is preparation. Do you really understand what makes my product or service so special? And if you're not answering that, then that tells me if we're spending money over on the other side, am I really getting the biggest bang for my buck? Or do I need to go back and take a look at my messaging and adjust it? So let's take a little bit deeper dive in what that means and how you go about doing that. All right. So the first area that we talk about with a business would be competitive advantage. And there's really two words that come to mind when you say competitive advantage. And I'm going to take the first one, which would be comparative. And so under competitive advantage, the first one is comparative. And what we mean is that would be lower cost. I can produce it faster. So you have something that's very special. You have a technology, you have a patent, so I have an advantage over the other guy, which means technically I could go take market share. That's huge, so you can use that to your benefit. The second category would be differential. That means you could be better. So I'm doing a janitorial service, for instance, and hey, we offer 100% guarantee on all of our sanitation against any infections. Well, that could be you're better than your competition. Or secondly, it could be you have a warranty of some type, say it's 10 years, so your competitor is 2 years. So then what happens is under that area, when you get into differential, usually what you're doing is it's total cost of ownership, so you can get things apples to apples. All right, so that's the first part, understanding competitive advantage. If you have that, that's fantastic. That's a big deal. This is now the next area is pretty classic. You get into, you know, the fab, the features, advantages, and the benefits. And this is where some things get lost. And what we find, and you're going to hear me talk about this in a second, is people are pushing features and not the benefits. And so when they go back and you look at their marketing, I'm pushing the wrong item. And let me get into what that means. So think about what a feature really is. So the best way we describe it to individuals would be non-emotional. It's like the surface statements. It's what the product or service does. It could be the spec, like you get into the spec of the item, what's involved. It would be the proof of benefit, and I'll come back to that statement in a second. The advantages, imagine it being a little bit different. That's like a bridge. It's going from A to B. So it gets me from A to B. So it means it helps explain the feature. It gives it meaning. The benefit is, now this is interesting, the best way to think of the benefit is emotional. It's kind of the end result. What are you doing for the buyer to create that emotion? And here's an example. I think everybody's familiar with 4G. I think now it's even 5G. So if you get into 4G, here's an easy way to go. 4G means faster internet, right? First half. Now I can find my way home quickly and easily without getting lost. So what happened is I turned that into an emotion. So the emotion is for the individual, the reason they would buy the 4G is, wow, what a difference. That could be a big deal for me. What if I do get lost? So it's becoming, trying to make it an emotional. The next area that you talk about, so once you get past the fab, is understanding one's not emotional and the one's emotional. Then there's other things you can use, which is images. This is a great area. Like in your ad. So you think about what you're trying to do is create an image for somebody. You say a picture is worth 1,000 words. And what the picture is designed to do, and this is where you see mistakes all the time, is the picture needs to reinforce the benefit. So for instance, you have a car that was all destroyed, then you show a car that was mutilated, and then you would show a car all beautifully fixed, and then a sign says cheaper than buying a new car. So they understand, like, here was an accident. Oh, wow, look at what happened. It's better than it was new. The next area is, so as you get into, what we're trying to do is come up with ways to address the first question. Remember we said, what makes me special? And we're going to get a little bit further. And so the next area, though, is there's things that people miss all the time when they're talking about, when we're getting into messaging. There's history, there's the business, the product, the people, combined expertise. So say you have a team of experts. I've got 7 people and they're 20 years of experience and in that industry, and it's very specific. That's 140 years. So it's packaging that so people can get their hands wrapped around it. You hear us say we have 115, and that's what that core leadership team, that expertise of being in business and helping businesses. So then you move down to really what we're after when you go through this stuff. As you said, the fab and these pieces, what we're trying to do is get to what we call a list of 35. And that's kind of a magic number, as we found, is we're trying to get you to a point where it's like, oh, wow, I have enough bullets in my gun so I can sit there and go out to the world. So somebody says, well, I don't know if I really want to buy that. Well, here, let me give you 3 more reasons why that's a good deal. Well, I'm not for sure. Well, let me give you 2 more reasons. Because here's what happens in the world of buying. People are not buying your product at that price because they don't think that the value matches that price. So if you keep providing value and it's perceived value, then that price becomes much more reasonable every single day. So that's why it's important. Now, here's the next big thing we talk about with dealing with messaging. This is one that, if I could implore you, everybody needs to do it. This is what we would call a competitor comparison chart. And so what you're trying to do is put your competitors across the top. So make columns. I've got 5 columns. Put your competitors. And then what you do is, once you have your list, I want you to put your list down the left-hand side. And then I want you to start comparing versus your competitors where you're sitting. And the reason that's important is now you know exactly how to position yourself versus your competitor. And we find this all the time. There's a mistake. They're not understanding exactly how to go do that. Once you've done that, then now it gets down into the last piece of the equation, which is really we call a price comparison. So you've done the competitor comparison chart. Big deal. Helps you understand where how to position. This gets helps you bridge your messaging. The price comparison chart. So imagine your price goes across the bottom. So it starts at $1, goes up to $500, all the way out to the right. And on the left-hand side, it's the value from no value to the highest value possible. And then what you're able to do is you're able to start plotting your competitors on there. And what you'll see that as more the price goes up, there's usually more benefits. And you're going to see it kind of draws this straight line almost at a 45-degree angle going out to the right. And then when you look at your product and your price, the ideal thing what you're trying to do is make sure that your dot is above that line. And that is your value. Here's the issue. And the reason we said marketing versus messaging. When you come back to your message, what happens is I see your real value that's on there. It's above the line. But the problem is when I go look at the marketing side of it, then we see that your perceived value is actually below the line. And so the features are not turned into benefits. And a lot of times you're marketing the features and not the benefits. So the messaging needs to be refined. So it gets back to the original question. Would I spend more money marketing or would I go spend the time on my messaging? I would spend the time on the messaging and to optimize my marketing. And if you're measuring what you're spending, as you said, there was, as we said, there was five categories. If you're breaking it out and you're measuring it, then you have an idea what mechanisms are generating the most leads or new business for me. And but what we find is there's always a disconnect with the perceived value versus the real value. So now if you struggle with some of this, sometimes all you need is a second set of eyes. Not a big deal. You can give us a call. You know, we have some different things where they're very inexpensive, and usually it just takes a second set of eyes, because sometimes you get blinded for the forest because you're standing in the middle of it and you just can't see the trees. So it's probably some of the best money you'll ever spend is when you're refining the message, because then you're optimizing your marketing spend. So then as you're spending more money, it turns into a home run. So hopefully we clarified a little bit on marketing versus messaging. We'd rip that apart, put it back together in the exam room. I think we're about ready to go flip off the lights and let you go enjoy the rest of your day. So good health to you, your family, and your business. And until next time, thank you.
The information provided is intended solely for educational and cannot be used as a substitute for professional advice and or information, as circumstances will vary from person to person and company to company. You should not act or rely upon information without seeking professional advice. Do not attempt any of the suggestions, actions, solutions, remedies, or instructions discussed on this podcast without first consulting with a qualified professional. The materials are not intended to be, nor do they constitute actionable professional advice. Transmission of this information is not intended to create a professional-client relationship between the company, doctors, and you.